Congo's Wheels. Pierre Mambele, taxi driver, died on June 8th, aged 74.
Since the best place to pick up a fare in Kinshasa, Congo's capital, was outside the Grand Hotel, for a time the Intercontinental, that was where Pierre Mambele usually parked his car. There he would wait, with a bottle of Sprite, under the trees for shade. His car was nothing fancy. It was a dark blue 1976 Fiat, which had seen service on plenty of bad roads. The side mirrors and windscreen wipers had long gone, good riddance to them. The front doors could fly open at speed, so sometimes had to be tied to the chassis with plastic bags. The exhaust trailed. This car limped from one criminal mechanic to another, but as long as it ran, and people were willing to pay him for a ride, he wasn't bothered. His clothes were nothing fancy either. On most days, in fashion-proud Kinshasa, he wore a greasy T-shirt and dirty jeans. His thick glasses, mended with sellotape, had never been much use, yet he drove crazy fast, pedal to the floor, roaring round the city. He was not a quinoa himself, one of that snooty, so sophisticated lot, and the other drivers outside the Grand called him Kisangani, after the city where he was born, in the east. He spoke Swahili as well as Lingala. But he had been a taxi driver in the capital for decades, and knew the ramshackle place like the back of his hand. Kin la Belle, now Kin la Poubelle, as everyone said. Driving fast also showed his contempt for any sort of authority. Soldiers toting guns in the road were a joke. Pas sérieux, quel cinéma! As for the roulage, the yellow helmet traffic cops who would leap out to bang on his windscreen and demand money for some offence he hadn't committed, he would shout and argue with them until it came to fists, and they gave up. A cop got in his way once when he was doing a three-point turn outside a grocery store. He just kept going, with the idiot spread-eagled on the bonnet.